Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Galatians 3, let's begin reading. I'll read, you can listen, read alone, Galatians 3, and verse 7. He said, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Somebody say, that's me. That's me. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel, the good news, to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now, the Bible, the New Testament, calls this gospel. There's a lot more to the gospel than you don't have to go to hell. Like you can miss hell when you die. Now, that is wonderful. Don't misunderstand me. But some people have implied that that's pretty much, that is the gospel. No. Listen to what here the Bible calls the gospel. In you shall all nations be
blessed.
Is blessing a big part of the gospel?
Yes.
Everybody say blessing.
Blessing.
Blessing. Do you believe in being blessed? You should. We need to just immerse ourselves in this until we think blessing and talk blessing and take blessed steps. Right? We get up and think blessing, and we drive down the road thinking and talking blessing, blessing. I'm blessed. My family's blessed. My marriage is blessed. My kids are blessed. My grandkids are blessed. Our church is blessed. The outreaches are blessed. My business is blessed. I'm blessed on the job. Right? I'm blessed when I leave in the morning. I'm blessed when I come back. I'm blessed in town. I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed. Everything I put my hand to. Blessed. Prosperous. Right? We should think blessed, blessed, blessed. And in preaching the gospel, we should be telling other people, you can be blessed. Right? Not just join the church. Join our church. Hurry and join our church. Not their church. Our church. That's not the gospel. Is it? That's not the gospel. The gospel includes the blessing. The blessing. Maybe the Lord will give me further utterance on this within this study, but there's something that's been going over and over in my heart about this. When it comes to financial and material blessing, there is so much, envy and jealousy and confusion and strife about this subject. And there are people, one of the things that people, they think, if they can point out that we have something that's nice or that we have something that's expensive, they think if they point that out to us, it'll shame us. Are y'all with me now? But see, they think wrong. They think that we believe like they do. That we secretly believe that Christians are not supposed to have much. And so we are having some stuff kind of on the sly. We got some stuff, but we don't really want anybody. And there's no wonder why people think this, because ministers especially hide their wealth. And Christians do. They hide it. They don't want people to see it. They don't want people to know. They're ashamed of it. They're embarrassed about it. Well, see, that means they don't believe this. Do we believe we're supposed to be cursed or blessed? that when people say, well, man, look at what you got and look at what you got. You go, yeah, you can have it too. Right? Aren't you ashamed being a preacher? Absolutely not. Wished I had 1,000 times what I've got.
Amen.
Oh, you wouldn't. Oh, I would. And will.
Amen.
You should be ashamed. Said who? Who said I should be ashamed? You see what I'm talking about? Who said you should be ashamed of having some nice stuff or expenses? See, the thing is, people believe wrong. And they assume we believe like they do, but are just hiding it. We don't believe in poverty. We don't believe in being sick. Did you hear me? We don't believe in it. We believe in being blessed. If poverty pleased God, heaven would be broke. If sickness pleased God, heaven would be full of sick people. But you will not be able to find one sick person in heaven. Not a one. Not a one. You will not be able to find one poor, broke beggar in heaven. Not one. Not one. And God does not have two separate wills. Different wills, one will for heaven and one will for earth. He told us to pray, thy will be done on the earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. Is your spirit hearing what I'm endeavoring to say? What I believe the Lord is saying? There is a foundational error in Christians, the way they've responded to this. If somebody says something about something they have, you know, they act offended and they get defensive. And they're like, well, I didn't want anybody to know I had that. But I'm telling you, do not respond that way. Do not respond that way. I mean, the laws that protect freedom of religion protect devil worshipers in this country. Then it protects our right to believe in prosperity. I know it's not traditional. I know it's not what a lot of people believe, but it's what we believe. Right? And we believe, we see it in the Word from Genesis to Revelation. So somebody wants to say something about what you have, you go, no, no, you mixing me up with those other folks. See, I don't believe in that. I believe in this. So I'm practicing what we preach. Well, that's another message, but I wanted you to be thinking on that, chewing on that, so that when I start on it again, you're ready to jump on it with both feet and believe with me for more revelation to come out, right? Well, it all goes with this. You're going to see it further. But notice what he said. Verse 9. So then they which be of faith are what?
Blessed.
Well, you keep saying that word, don't you? Blessed with faithful Abraham. Who? Who's he talking about? Those that be of faith. That's us. Now skip on down. Verse 13. Christ, the anointed one, hath redeemed us. Not something he's going to do, not something he's in the process of doing, something he has already done. Hath redeemed us from what? He has redeemed. Redeem means to buy back, to ransom from. To buy back. He bought us back from what? The curse of the law. Then should we be cursed?
No.
Should we have the curse of the law manifested in our life?
No.
We should not, because Christ has redeemed us from the curse. So we shouldn't be cursed. There's some people right now, you're on the verge of a breakthrough or missing God. There's some people right now, you're listening and you're not quite sure if you like this or not. Don't judge it right now and think that's all of it. We've barely begun. Some folk, you don't know us. You hadn't heard us before. Look at the Word. Try not to look at me. Try not to just hear me. Look at this Word. Right? And open your heart to this, the book. You're on the verge of a life change right now. A breakthrough. Or you could get huffy and get mad and hold on to your tradition. It'd cost you. It wouldn't be you rejecting me. You say, well, I don't like that Keith Moore. Well, you don't have to like me. I don't like that Faith Life Church. You don't have to. But this. See to it that you don't refuse this. Because it'll cost you. Should you be cursed?
No.
Do you believe in being cursed?
No.
Is it okay for you to be cursed?
No.
If I'm cursed, something's wrong. Being cursed is abnormal for you and me. It means something's wrong. The door's open somewhere to let the curse in. I'm not supposed to be cursed. You're not supposed to be cursed because the Anointed One, the Lord Jesus Christ, redeemed us from the curse of the law. Said out loud,
I'm not supposed to be cursed.
Keep reading. He said, He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Did he hang on the tree?
Yes,
he did. Was he cursed as he hung there? Did he ever make a mistake? Did he ever sin? Did he ever do anything to be cursed for?
No.
Well, then why was he cursed? In our place, in our stead. Somebody said, well, you've been such a sorry rascal. You've made so many mistakes. You deserve to be cursed. Why did he become a curse? He took the curse that was to come on you and me. So no, we don't deserve to be cursed because he took what we deserved.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Who's the Destroyer? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004C. That's R-1004C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.